All right. So last week, no, each week we're presenting, we are presenting a tool to help in conflict. So each week, you know, we're not getting the whole package in one week. We're presenting just one tool. Last week, we talked about the importance of confessing to God when we sin. And I think it was a really good discussion. But I will fully share with you that that didn't solve the conflict fully in that particular case. Some other things needed to take place in order for reconciliation and for the problem to fix itself. So you could have come away with the thought last Sunday that when I make a mistake, all I need to do is just confess to God and it's over and I'm good. Because that's what we focused on. That was the tool. That's just one aspect. Last week, the highlight was that when we confess to God, it's such a powerful experience that that pushes us to do harder things. And so today, we're going to get into the harder thing, which is now that we've received confession, we've received forgiveness from God, we've realized that that we're a child of God, we've received God's forgiveness. Now, we go to the person that we've harmed and we confess to them. See the order here? Last week, we didn't talk about that at all. So I want to go back to that scenario, that case study, after today, after I introduce this next segment. So we're going to unpack case studies and kind of bring resolution on those. Okay? Any questions at all? All right. The thought here is that if we just confess to God, it could be like, it could just become a very mechanical thing. I sin, I just go into church, I confess, and I'm done. That's good. That's not the Christian teaching. The Christian teaching is actually you confess to God, receive his forgiveness, and then you're going out and confessing to others, and you're actually bringing reconciliation in relationships. Okay. All right, so we'll get back to that case study after we, let's take a look at this one first. All right, Matt is a 17-year-old with his new driving license. This is already off to a really ominous start. Matt is a 17-year-old with his new driving license. His parents have a house rule that Matt is not allowed to drive without first gaining permission from them. One evening while Matt's parents were gone, dun, 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 Matt's friend Jake called. Jake had just broken up with his girlfriend and was upset. Without contacting his parents, Matt immediately went out of the house, taking his father's Jeep. When backing the Jeep out of the driveway, Matt backed into a retaining wall and broke a taillight. But he was in such a hurry that he didn't notice. He then picked up Jake and drove around so that they could talk. He returned home before his parents and parked the Jeep back in the driveway. When his parents came home, his father saw the damaged taillights. He checked the mileage on the Jeep and noticed that the seat had been pushed back and the mirrors changed. He came into the house to confront his son. His father raised his voice, accusing Matt of taking the Jeep without permission and damaging it. Matt denied taking the Jeep. Matt's dad became angry, yelling and accusing him. Matt responded in anger, denying his actions and showing disrespect for his father. Without resolving the matter, Matt walked out on his father, muttering, "Whatever." You know that phrase, "whatever," right? So again, as we take a look at this conflict, we want to, the beautiful thing about these case studies is it's not about you. We can take a step back. This is about Matt and his dad. So you can, you know, take a step back. That's a good thing. So let's talk a little bit about confessing to others here.